Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Yes, it is one of our favorite times of the day here. We get to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, today you are playing for an incredible prize here. Today's winner gets two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag, and you're entered for the grand prize, which includes Hugh a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, original wood smoker chips, and then the Gerhard's appliances, Weber Spirit 2 grill, and a 55-inch TV. So here's how you play. You hop on, you get to ask us one yes or no question, and we will answer, and then you give us a guess. And today, Hugh, you put a whole human being in the stocking?
I put a whole person in this thing.
All right, it's a person. Rob in Delco starts us off. Rob, good afternoon. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing? Good.
What's going on?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. Do I got a guess right now? Can I make a point? You want me just to guess?
Yes. Guess.
Let's do guess.
Yes.
So you got to give us a yes or no question, and then a guess.
What is wrong with him?
Wait. I'm sorry. Wait, I'm confused the hell.
All right,
out of
this
here.
Is
all
a
right.
joke,
Rob,
quite frankly.
Hold. Let me go over the rule. Let me go over the way we play one more time.
You get a rule.
One more time.
Well, what are we doing?
All right, it's okay. It happens. It's the holidays.
You really start off with yes?
It's the holidays. You get on the air. You get to ask us
on them gums.
You get to ask us one yes or no question to help you formulate a guess. Then you guess, and then we go from there. All right? Let's go to Austin, who is up first as Rob gets himself put in timeout. What's up, Austin?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Austin. What do you got for us?
Man, I really didn't want to be the first question. Is it a former Eagles player?
Yes.
Okay. Gonna go Ike Reese.
Good guess, though.
All right, well, that sets us into a different way of guessing here. Rick, you're up.
Hello?
Hello, Rick, you're up.
Yo, guys, was he on the Super Bowl winning team in 17?
No.
Nah.
Based on everything, I'm going to go T.O.
100%
right out the gate.
Get out of here. Ricky won.
He said based on, you heard what he said. He said based on everything.
Well, that's kind of why we put him in the stocking today. Yeah. Rick, good job. Yes, you won. You are today's winner, automatically qualified for the grand prize. So when you said based on everything going on, you meant like all the week of craziness around here?
Yeah, all the wide receiver drama.
Yep. Hugh, you put T.O. in your... I never thought you'd put T.O. in the stocking.
Oh, no. You know, like I said, I don't have any problem with T.O.
I didn't think he could fit in a stocking.
Oh, no. He's been working...
Do you think T.O. would be okay with being put in your stocking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, you know, it's
got yourself wrapped up into some more beef there, buddy.
No, he'd be all right.
I'm just kidding.
Good job, Rick. You are today's winner and automatically entered for the grand prize.
He's still beefing with Five. He ain't got time for me.
I'm not picturing this. Like, this huge Christmas holiday stocking, and T.O.'s in the stocking.
Anyone take a bigger L there than Rob?
He started off with a yow.
No, I'm telling you, Rob had something going on, man, that, you know, he had something outside of the phone call that he had going on.
We ran through quite a run there of callers last half hour or so. You know, just wild stuff from the Zoom call with Bruce. And
it's not even Friday.
It's not. We have a whole day tomorrow.
We got a whole day tomorrow.
Rob, buddy, regroup.
All right, 215-592-9490. If you can hop back on, because we kicked some people off there to get Hugh's holiday stocking done. Yes, T.O. in the stock. We'll play again tomorrow and moving forward here until we have a grand prize winner. I'm more than 50% of the poll today are seeing this accurately, Hugh, that we should not just get focus on AJ on Sunday. We're not just going to appease AJ because he's, you know, annoyed this week that the passing game isn't good enough. No, I think Eagles need to play their game on Sunday. The one thing I don't want Sunday, and he's a great player. When the ball's in his hands, we know good things happen. I just don't want them to force it. I don't want the Eagles, and especially Jalen, to feel like, I got to get him the ball now. You know how that works. The quarterback now feels pressure to get him the football. And I just hope Jalen, if he's open, sure, throw him the ball. But if he looks right and he thinks there's a defender there and he's not comfortable, then all right, then move off it. Go to Devontae or, you know, do something else. Don't force it.
I don't think it's going to be something that's forced. I think it's going to happen naturally. I just think that there's some opportunities there that were just missed. And I think that we're going to capitalize on them this weekend. You know, because bottom line is this. Pittsburgh's a really good football team, especially on the defensive side. Their focus is going to be to stop the run, especially this time. They got a salty group up front, man. They're going to be focused to stop the run. So I think that naturally it's going to be opportunity there to throw the ball to AJ. Just got to get it to him.
215-592-9494. Let's hear from Dan Orlovsky. Orlovsky this week on ESPN talking about the fine line that the Eagles have to walk this week, because there's some natural inclination to, hey, get him the ball, calm him down. But at the same time, it's like, you can't force it now. Here is Dan Orlovsky talking about the Eagles' pass game.
Well, the locker room obviously knows that there's something there.
Yeah.
That there's some form of drama potentially there. And I think now Brandon Graham is one of the most well-respected and highly talked about guys in the NFL. But I do think now is every day at practice, the cameras are going to be on two people specifically, A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, as long as they can. And games, pregame, during the game, in between series, cameras will be on two people, very specifically.
Yep.
And my, I don't want to say concern is, but last year, there was a moment when I think that they forced the ball to AJ too much. And it was a detriment to their offense. And I really believe that they need to, it's a fine line, be conscious of, we got to get him the ball, while also we don't want to force him the ball.
So it's interesting this week, Hugh, because he's right. I mean, the cameras are going to be on the two of them when this game starts, right? It's a Fox game. It's actually America's Game of the Week, which means we get Burkhardt and Brady. We haven't had a Brady-Eagles game.
Oh, Tom Brady's going to be in the building.
Did we have a Brady? I think we had one Brady-Eagles game, right? I think it was just one. I'm trying to remember which game was.
Was it the
Dallas game?
Bucks game, was it, when he was Ritten Baker? Was that?
Yeah, it was the Bucks game.
It was the Bucks game.
It was the Bucks game.
So what I think is interesting this week, Hugh, is Tom Brady played a long time, and he played with all sorts of different wide receivers. Right, so he walked this a little bit. I mean, he lived this life. Now, he had Belichick by his side most of the time, and they were winning, so it was probably a little easier. But he played with Randy Moss, right? Like, and you mentioned, and I had forgotten about that he was on the Super Bowl team, he played with Antonio Brown through the good, and then it got dissipated the next couple of years. But he knows what it's like to try to get a guy who's a star the ball and appease him a little bit. I'm actually curious to hear Brady on this during the game Sunday, because this is going to be the story when the game opens up. The whole week, all the drama, they're going to play the Brandon Graham clip, and I'm curious to see how quickly they get the ball to AJ Sunday. I mean, I think it is the story of the week, not just here, but nationally. Do you think they throw in the ball in the first play of the game?
I don't think it's going to be that obvious.
There's no question they throw in the ball.
That's what I thought too.
I think that you got to, like, what has it been the last couple of weeks? I know the week, not last week, but the week before, they ran the ball first, right, for 15 yards. It was a 15-yard run.
Then we went to Shipley and Covey and Dotson.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Last week, I think that there was a conscious effort to try to throw the ball.
They threw it to Dotson.
Yeah. Okay. That was the first play, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they ran it with Saquon. Then he came off the field with the equipment issue, right? And then they went to
the passing game. Yeah. That was the second play, right?
Yeah. Then Gainwell ran it a couple times while Saquon was out.
So I think that they're gonna stay with their game plan.
Well, things have changed this week.
Yeah, we got a lot of drama.
See, I don't think they're gonna do that. They're still gonna stay within their game plan, and I think you wanna try to see what the running game looks like. You know, poke around and see what the run looks like first, and then go to the pass.
I'll bet you $2.
Two whole dollars.
First play of the game.
First play of the game. Nah.
Okay.
I'll take that $2 back.
I just think the longer they wait, the more it builds. Like, they got to get him a target early.
Yeah.
So this is not a big feeling.
No, it's going to be early, but it's not going to be – I don't think it's going to be the first play.
You know what I want to do? Run the football. That has been their bread and butter for 2 months now. They've won 9 games in a row. I'm just not concerned about AJ's emotions. He got it all out this week. What is he going to do on Sunday if he only gets 3 targets and they win? He's going to pout again?
No.
Okay, then I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, but you're going to have to get him the ball. You got to get him the ball, though, Joe. I think that you're looking at it from the perspective of baby needs a binky. And we want to feed, you know, we're rewarding bad behavior.
It feels like that.
Nah. Mm. We are playing against a team that's going to come in here trying to stop the run.
Sure, but every team is trying to stop
the run.
So we need to
throw the ball. Yeah, but they're probably, when you look at all the teams that we've played.
This is going to be the biggest challenge.
The best equipped to do
it's
it.
It's the best defense.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm looking at. But this is where we all need to take your feelings out of it.
Well, so I agree with you, but they also take the football away more than anyone. The more Jalen, if we drop Jalen back 30 times on Sunday, we're losing.
Not asked for that. I promise you, I'm not asking for that.
I know, but you're asking for more focus on AJ.
I'm asking for more efficiency in the passing game.
But they can't guarantee that, right? What are they going to do? Like, that's on Jalen. That's on Jalen.
You just said, what? Joey Porter Jr. is handsy. It's very, very handsy.
So what do you want to do? Throw it up to AJ and hope we get a penalty?
No, throw it. Get the matchup that you want. Be creative. Get that matchup, and then throw him the football. Get him involved that way. That's still a big part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But get that matchup that you're trying to get. You're trying to get Joey Porter Jr. matched up with AJ or Devontae for that matter. I know we're talking about AJ a lot. Get that matchup you want.
Let me. I'm gonna spin it on you. I'm gonna throw it. Throw it to you a different way.
I've been spinning it all week.
Mike Tomlin's on the TV in front of us. Well, if he could have it his way, what do you think he wants on Sunday? Because I think
who could have it his way?
If he could pick the Eagles game plan, if he
picks the Eagles game plan, he wants to put it in Jalen's hand and he wants to see if Jalen can beat him.
Exactly. So I don't want to give Mike Tomlin what he wants.
You're not giving him what he wants. You're being.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A little bit more creative in the passing game, and you're taking advantage of a deficiency that the Pittsburgh Steelers had.
Gonna fall right into his trap.
Mm-hmm. This is the Mike Tomlin trap. And Hugh just fell right in.
Just wait for that Hard Knocks clip that comes out next week about Tomlin saying, "You see this?
You guys
make that man throw the ball."
Insufferable. You know, we're trying to get
he put the leaves over the hole, and you just fell right in.
We're trying to get to Louisiana. And you guys are being petty.
Well, No, this isn't petty because the Steelers might not have good corners. You know what they do have? They have a guy that gets after the quarterback like it's nobody's business. And if Jalen's going to hold the ball for 6 seconds back there like he's been doing all season long, TJ Watt's going to have a field day.
Y'all looking at it like Jalen's going to do some of the same stuff that he's been doing.
Why wouldn't we? It's been 13 games.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it in that perspective. when you put it in that perspective, I am asking for a whole lot.
You are.
But this is the week to get it done.
This week, then always the Panthers game was the week.
Hey, listen, we've been complaining about this pass game for the last couple weeks, and we've been optimistic every week. Don't change now just because AJ acted a damn fool. Don't change now. Still be optimistic.
Glad you said it. Tom in Phoenix, bro. What's up, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked to you yesterday, and I don't think you liked where I was going. I have statistics that show that Jalen is throwing the ball, passing better than ever.
Tom.
His statistics.
Better than ever.
Tom, I'm going to let you make your point because I'm curious to where you're going with this.
He got stats, okay. Joe. Let that man cook.
Tom, you make your point, and then I'll respond. I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Okay. So do you agree that in 2022, Jalen had a great year?
Yes. I thought if he didn't get hurt in Chicago, he would have won the league MVP award.
Right. Okay. So every single important statistic, he is better this year than that year, except for one. And that one is that they're only asking him to throw 60% as much as he did in 2022. But every single percent, every single statistic. Now, he always missed. Every quarterback misses passes, right? His completion percent is higher this year than it was in 2022. His length, average pass, longer. His interceptions, less. Sacks, less. Average, you know, every important statistic.
So, Tom, you're right. I can't argue that. But there's a lot of context that's missing from this. Number one, the less he throws, the more the stats are going to be different, right? Like a batter in baseball could hit 330 with 100 at-bats. Doing it over 600 at-bats is far more impressive.
You are rationalizing that. That is absolutely, it can happen that way, but it doesn't have to happen that way.
But I'm saying it's not a rationalization. It's just a reality. One is more impressive than the other. Doing it over more reps doing it is more impressive. The second thing, Tom, is you're referencing what has happened, and you're not referencing what could have happened. And what I mean by that is you're saying the completion percentage. Yeah, sure, it's a tick or two higher. But what about the 3 or 4 passes a game that, for whatever reason, he's not pulling the trigger on? And if he had, those are big plays for touchdowns or first downs, and he's not throwing the football.
He did that the same thing in 2022.
I don't know. I don't think so. No, Tom, I disagree because we have millions of people. That's an exaggeration. We have a lot of media people that watch this stuff and break it down, and that wasn't the conversation then. The conversation was how well he was playing. Now the conversation is the opposite. And Tom, just one more thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned the sacks, and I think you're using the wrong statistic. It's not sacks. It's sack percentage. If he is taking close to the same amount of sacks on 60% less dropbacks, that's bad. Like, if you only throw 20 times and you take three sacks.
They compared took four to last week.
You took four last week. Versus if you throw 35 times and take the same amount of sacks, those are plays that are wasted. Those are more negative plays compared to the other good ones.
Okay, let me make one final point.
Go ahead.
Okay, and then I'll get off your back, okay? My biggest issue is this. The reason AJ is upset is because he is getting substantially fewer opportunities, okay? When he says passing, what I really believe he means is get me the ball more, all right? Now, if they're only asking Jalen to throw 40% less, 40 to 50%, on Sunday he threw one half the number of times as Detroit, okay? So the receivers, they're going to have to accept. I'm not saying that they should throw A.J. the ball more. But if they choose to keep the running game where it's at, then A.J. is going to have to know that he's going to get less opportunities. He could have the best quarterback ever made.
I agree with
you,
Tom.
The best quarterback is only allowed to throw half the time.
I agree. Tom, right? They have a math problem with egos involved. They do. I mean, if there's only this many plays and targets to go around, they have one of two options. The guy's got to accept it with the reality, is like you're saying, Jalen has to become more efficient to where more of the dropbacks lead to catches. Those are the only two paths, Tom. That's it.
But he's doing as better than he ever did before.
Well,
better.
And Tom, I appreciate the phone call. I understand what Tom's saying. But, like, A.J. Brown doesn't feel that because he's on the field wide open and not being thrown the ball. I'm sure that the tape says the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, we could look at statistics till we're blue in the face. The game tells us what's going on.
Well, because I love when people, he's less interception or fewer interceptions, fewer sacks. You know, I've struck out fewer times in the MLB this year than Bryce Harper.
Have you?
Yeah.
How many less at-bats did you have?
Probably hundreds.
That's why. It's
basic statistics, guys. I hate that this has to turn into a math lesson for some people.
Math.
But when we cherry pick volume stats for Jalen Hurts, it comes down to as simple as there's less volume to work from. So, like, those percentages might go up.
I also think the stats just don't tell the plays that should have been made that are not being made.
They lack context.
They do. And that's what Sunday was. Like, Hugh, statistically on Sunday, Jalen did not play poorly, right? Statistically.
No, he didn't.
Passer rating, his QBR.
Yeah, because he didn't take that many penitentiary tens with the football either.
Right, but he also left plays on the field that were obviously there.
And we were all, nervous that we weren't about to win that game. Like, if what Leggett makes that play at the end, yeah.
Yeah, the shivers goes down your spine.
Yeah,
you would have had a Bryce Young jersey here delivered this week. Your guy. Black Gritty's up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Black Gritty.
Hey, we out here speculating. Are you guys excited? I know you guys got a job to do, but like we're like reaching Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless level on national media. Everybody is starting our shows. It's like we got LeBron James on the team. It's an amazing time for Philadelphia.
It is wild. And, we're the centerpiece of the universe in sports right now. It's nuts.
America's game of the week and America's team, because we are the Eagles. I believe in that. But it's just, at this point, Kyle asked a question, like, should we come out throwing? I'm thinking about the weather now. Like, it's raining. Like, it's cold. It's windy. Like, I just want them to look good, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I want it to look right. Because the guy was just called before, you can make stats look like any way you want to. I love Jalen Hurts. That looked bad last week. That looked bad on Sunday, bro. Like, the other ones were winning games and everybody should be happy. I get it. But that game was just bad. And I don't care that you had two touchdowns and you had a rushing touchdown. You're missing wide open guys. And when people break down the film, it's not just me on the couch saying it. It's dudes that are professionals watching all 22s saying it all over the league. So they said they got a problem. Jalen said he has a problem. I got to do better. Well, I need you to be better this week. The Steelers take the ball away more than anybody else. They got Mr. Unlimited over there, and they're looking pretty good. So go out there and show us that we can do something, Hugh. We got the playoffs coming, right? So if you go out there and you play poorly against this team, then I got three more weeks of playing trash cans and putting up 90,000 points and everybody telling me everything's okay, and then I get into the playoffs and meet a real team. I don't want to get buzzsawed. So they better be the best of friends. I know they pray and do the Dougie and whatever dances they be doing, but at this point, I don't need a must win. I need a must look good. Y'all better get out there and look good and most likely get the George W. I believe we're going to win the game, but everybody's watching now. So there ain't no hiding. There ain't no running away from it. Like I said, we can speculate all we want to. They better show up. You know what I'm saying? They better show up.
They better. I like that. Must look good, not even just must win. Look good. This passing game better look better because that was not good enough.
Much better. Hugh. He's speculating. I see you, brother.
Reckless speculation.
And that's what we do, Black Gritty. We love you. Appreciate it. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Yeah, I mean, look, this is not going to be an easy game to look great, Hugh. I mean, it's one of the best defenses in the NFL. I need us to walk away from the game on Sunday.
Feeling better.
Feeling like Jalen is moving forward.
In the right direction.
Yes. And, like, we can't have three or four moments.
We're looking for style points this weekend.
Wow.
I mean, let's just call it what
style
it is.
Points.
We're looking for style points. Because
the Steelers?
Well, we're last week would have been the ideal styles points game, you know, against Carolina. We didn't get that. So this week, we want to look like this offense is moving in the right direction. And what I mean by that is we want to see the passing game evolved somewhat.
Yeah.
We want to stick to what's helping us win games, but we want to see some growth in our quarterback a little bit.
I need that. There's no question. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls coming up the other side? Plus, Jason Kelce's perspective this morning on the A.J. Jalen stuff and your phone calls. You're going to want to hear from Kelce, and then something else that Kelce might have been thinking. We'll bring it all to you. His perspective coming up. 215-592-9494 is the Midday Show on Sports Radio.